You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, and the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion. Delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Greg Rath, City Councilman from Mission Viejo. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Good to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, and I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Phew, have a lot of fun today. We're ready to have some fun chatting. We got a lot to discuss. Now, I do know you do know that I celebrate every morning. You wake up in a great country. You got to celebrate, and I gave you the heads up that today was National Scotch Day. So the question being, do you enjoy scotch? What is your favorite? I know my father's was Johnny Walker Black Label. Two ice cubes, please. On the other end of the story, you go with a little creme brulee. Now, I looked at this other one, and I was wondering how this one really works. Take your pants for a walk day. Now, I just don't get it. Usually, if I go for a walk, I pretty much take my pants with me. I don't know about you, but that is the celebrations of the day. We are looking at the markets today. It's on standby. We are just waiting to hear from the Federal Reserve.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, we won't get the truth from the Federal Reserve today because they're not going to tell you what I'm going to share with you right now about our economy. Think about this. We've got reports out this morning that came from the Federal Reserve. Commerce Department reports durable goods orders plunged 4% in June from the prior month, down 4% from the prior month, coming in higher than the decline of 1.1%. So think about that one. Takeout transportation and component and orders fell 0.5%. National Association of Realtors reports contracts to buy previously owned homes rose 0.2% last month. The economists thought it was going to be 1.4%. Now, why do I bring these up? Durable goods orders is a very early sign of what the economy is telling us, what people's feelings are. Think about this concept. Durable goods, those are items that you purchase that are going to last 3 years or longer. So here's the thought when you're talking about durable goods and why it is such a leading indicator of our economy. Think about this. If your washer breaks down and you think the economy is doing great, you're secure in your job, what do? You go and buy a new one. If your washer breaks down and you have some questions about the economy, you as an individual, you're not feeling so confident about the economy. You're not feeling confident about your job. You're not feeling confident about increased wages. Then what do? Well, you call the serviceman and you have it fixed. That's the difference. That's what we're seeing right now is when durable goods drops 4% month over month, that's saying people are out there saying, you know something, I'm not too confident about where we're heading. And that's what a sign of the economy. Now we look and we see, what else are we seeing here? Well, the Dow Jones is down 26 points as I speak to you. Oil is down 84 cents a barrel at $42.08 a barrel. and the U.S. 10-year Treasury is yielding 1.54%.
Oh!
Now, that is still is better than the German 10-year, which you don't even get all your money back after 10 years if you put your money there. The Japanese 10-year, that's even worse yet. The whole world, that's where we're heading. Now, why do I bring this up on a business and finance show? Well, the 1.54% 10-year Treasury, the one that feels that pain the most is Grandma and Grandpa. See, because they're out there living on a fixed income. They don't have time to go and rebuild. If they lose money, they're not putting their money in the stock market because they know that the stock market at 18,449 as I speak to you, they also realize that on June 16th, it was at 17,140. 1 month ago, it was over a thousand points lower. That creates nervousness when you're a senior citizen and you're saying, you know, next month, do I get to eat or not? So they'd rather get 1.54% certain than to worry about the stock market going up and down. And even more than that, they'd rather be back where the 10-year Treasury is getting them 2, 3, 4% yield. But our economy doesn't support that. It's just a thought process that we need to understand. The economy is not doing well, regardless of what you're hearing on TV right now. And we're going to talk about President Clinton's speech last night. We'll talk about Nancy Pelosi got booed off the stage.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
And tonight, we might even get a little preview. I think the president speaks tonight.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a whole lot of them, but I don't think he's going to take responsibility where it really belongs. Yeah, we'll chat about all of that. Amazing information. Watching what's going on, and we're going to talk to Greg Raths about this after we chat with Robert Mott this morning. Yeah, because we're going to need some wine to have this conversation. Think about what's going on. A Harrisburg city councilman, got to love this one. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, former Harrisburg city councilman was arrested in Philadelphia this week. You got to get this. I can't make this stuff up. He was charged with stealing Democrat National Convention parking passes, media passes, and food vouchers. It's according to the district attorney right there, Brad Koplinski. He used his press pass from the RNC convention in Cleveland to gain access. Now, let's think about this one. How do you use a press pass from the RNC convention to get into a site that's supposedly so secure that the president of the United States, the former president of the United States, the vice president of the United States, the minority leader of the Congress is there, yet they're using a press pass from an expired press pass to get in and steal items? You got to wonder about that. I just posed the question because I do get accused every once in a while of being a little bit biased. Maybe. Amazing. Then you go and you see, we saw what happened already. This was, again, you can't make this stuff up. It only comes from a Clinton event. Amazing. So here we go. The chairman of the Democrat National Committee has to resign because the Democrat of what's in emails in the Democrat convention or in the Democrat Party. Okay, so that was an interesting one. So Debbie Wasserman Schultz, yeah, she's, in my opinion,
you're absolutely useless.
Yes. So she gets, well, they let her resign. The same day that she resigned, she goes to work for Hillary Clinton's campaign. Great way to reward somebody for having this kind of issues going on. Just a thought right there. So let's take it the next step further. Unbelievable. We're going to continue on with that one. The person that takes over for Miss Wasserman Schultz, and I forgot her name, but she's the mayor of Baltimore. Now, the mayor of Baltimore, she did such a great job in Baltimore that now they've lost three cases for in Baltimore. They lost three cases, and the district attorney there, these are the Freddie Gray cases. Whoa, hello there. So the district attorney there, and think about this, they dropped the charges against all the other police officers. Now, they're not talking about, they're not talking about what happened. In the convention, we don't hear anything about police officers. We had all the moms of the Black Lives Matter come up on stage yesterday at the Democrat National Convention. Yet they don't talk about the police officers. Think about that. Now, these six police officers, how are they going to get their reputations back? That was done by the mayor of Baltimore, the district attorney in Maryland, and these men's lives are affected. And now we find out that they're exonerated or all charges have been dropped. Why were they brought up in the first place? I just question some of these things. Unbelievable. And now we see that the unions in Philadelphia, they're going to support the Republicans. I'll talk about that more when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Robert Mott will be checking in Wine Wednesday when we come back. Americans believe real estate is the best long-term investment. Low-cost renovations that you'll love in your kitchen, ways to teach your kids the most important lessons about money, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Real Time Real Estate segment today brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. If you want the true equity value of your home, text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. Americans believe real estate is the best long-term investment. According to Bankrate's latest Financial Security Index poll, Americans who have money to set aside for the next 10 years would rather invest in real estate than any other type of investment. Bankrate asked Americans to answer the following question: which would be the best way to invest your money you did not need for more than 10 years? Real estate came in as the top choice with 25% of all respondents, while cash investments such as savings accounts, CDs came in. That's a shame when cash investments, savings and accounts and CDs came in with 23%. Tells you people are not real excited about our economy. Gold and precious metals, 16%, stock market, 16%, bonds, 5%, and there are 15% of the people say none of these or they don't know. Bottom line, get involved with real estate. It's a great investment long term. You leverage it. It's not something you're looking to flip. But I had an accountant once that told me very simply, he said, Ron, if you will invest in real estate, the worst mistake you make in real estate means you have to hold it an extra 5 years. It was great counsel back in the 80s when he told me that. Still is great information today. I share it with you. That is the Real Time Real Estate segment today, brought to you by area trusted real estate professionals. It is time for our Wednesday morning chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing great until I saw this study that proves alcohol causes cancer. What's that all about, Robert? It can't be true.
Hey, you know, I was one of those. It was, you know, sometimes when you're thumbing through the internet, my usual Google search thing set up, I was glancing through and I saw that, and it's one of the situations where you're surfing the internet, you picked up the headline, and it's something where it's basically an internet news source picked up a headline from a British newspaper with that headline, study proves alcohol causes cancer. Well, just like you, when you read the preview notes for this, I immediately thought I was done for, you know, that all hope was gone. Then I consider that everything I read on the internet is not necessarily true.
Really? I'm surprised to hear that, Robert.
Surprise.
So like many other inflammatory headlines that you see on the internet, that I see on the internet, a lot of times I just decide to go do some research. Well, as it turns out, the original study was published in the journal Addiction. And the only problem with it is it actually isn't a study. Well, so, you know, it says study proves alcohol causes cancer, but it wasn't really a study. It was a comment piece or an op-ed. So it doesn't contain any new research, nor does it contain any statistical analysis of previous research. It's not meta-analysis or systematic review. It's basically a short essay in the for debate section of the journal, in which one woman gives her opinion about whether correlation equals causation when it comes to epidemiological evidence on alcohol and cancer. The author of the op-ed seems to be no fan of booze, obviously, and skeptical about some of the health protective effects that alcohol, especially red wine, has been shown to show on the heart and the cardiovascular system. And presumably that's why her article is in the for debate section versus in actually a science section. So obviously that's something that continues to be debated, the pros and cons of alcohol consumption, or moderate alcohol consumption anyway. But, you know, as usual, my criticism isn't really of her. She's entitled to her opinion as a journalist, obviously, or an op-ed contributor. You know, you're entitled to whatever opinion you decide to write down. But it's really kind of an indictment of the media. How do we get to the point where the opinion of a single academic from New Zealand writing in the commentary section of a specialist journal becomes front page news for two British newspapers? And then how can these newspapers justify describing an op-ed as a study? and someone's subjective view is proof. It's not as if this has been a slow news month or something like that, that there was nothing else to report. So anyway, so I think the bottom line is you and I can both take a deep breath and not be overly concerned with this bit of information. But just in case any of our listeners out there actually saw this the way I did, just kind of out of the corner of my eye on my search page, don't panic yet.
Well, glad to hear it on National Scotch Day that we're disproving this information. But let's get, being that we're not going to deal with that, let's talk about, looks like we got a birthday this month, Robert Mondavi Winery.
Yeah. So, if we talk about it, the American wine industry, or some people might even say the American wine revolution, really started with Robert Mondavi. Kind of that move to the modern Napa, the modern California wines. Anyway, ground was broken on July 16th, 1966, which was 50 years ago, if we do our math correctly. And of course, the man behind that was very famous Robert Mondavi. So he was breaking ground on the Oakville property that he called Tokalon, and it's now the very famous Tokalon vineyard behind the Oakville property of Robert Mondavi, where they're absolutely ultra-premium Napa Oakville Tokalon Cabernet comes from. Anyway, his dream was to produce first-growth wines equal to those made in Europe, and obviously Europe was the gold standard wine at the time. In the process, he was building the first new world-class winery in Napa Valley since Prohibition. And so that was really the start of just a complete revolution in the wine world. It's almost the equivalent of the Declaration of Independence would be to the start of the U.S., obviously the United States, but to the wine industry, that was really the seminal moment, and it really changed everything and created, of course, an iconic winery. And then, by definition, created an iconic wine region in the U.S. And of course, the family itself, Mondavi family, has been and continues to be very prominent in the wine business. So the interesting backstory here is in 1966, Robert Mondavi was 53 years old and had recently been fired from his job at Charles Krug Winery. Now, the funny thing about that is Charles Krug was owned by the Mondavi family at the time, so he had a bit of a falling out with the family and lost his job. Well, he had a wife and three kids at the time, one of them in college, and as you know when you talk to people, Ron, and work with them with their finances, I'm sure he didn't have a lot of extra money to go around when you got three kids and one in college and just got fired from your job in the wine business where you probably weren't being paid all that well to begin with. So he had very few prospects and now had to kind of go it alone and, start a new winery from scratch and make and sell fine wine. Most all his friends said, Bob, be serious. Swallow your pride. Don't do this. Go back. Apologize. Get your job back at Krug. But, Robert Mondavi was a visionary and, visionaries don't like to be told they're going the wrong direction when they have a vision. So obviously Robert followed his dream there. Mondavi built his winery. Many others followed soon after that. And then, of course, we know from the Judgment of Paris in 1976, actually two of Mondavi's former winemakers both won both the red and white tastings at that Judgment of Paris tasting. So, of course, Mike Gergich being one of the original winemakers at Mondavi, who went on to be at Chateau Montelena and make that famous Chardonnay. So obviously that event, as we've talked about many times in the past, really blew away the French let hold on the wine, first growth wine business and the premium wine business and really kickstarted California wines to a great extent. And, before people considered California wine as basically, I would say, glug or quaffing wine or a patio wine, all of a sudden California wine became very prestigious and was sitting on restaurant tables equal to the French first growth wines. And so Mondavi foresaw this, and again, that visionary thing, those rare people that saw a path forward that no one else saw, that California would produce those world-class premium wines and be setting a new style and basically almost defining what we call New World wines today. But obviously a very interesting event. I was actually in Napa Valley. I didn't actually get to stop by the Robert Mondavi Winery on the 16th when they were having their 50th anniversary celebration. But I did drive by on the way somewhere else, and there were a lot of people out there celebrating this event and this milestone. So we should all be a little thankful to Robert Mondavi for putting the California wine business on the path to where it's become, and be very thankful that we have such great products to choose from now.
Interesting. It's that you didn't stop there, Robert, but at least you made up for it, because you did have a birthday celebration at some time ago with Mr. Gergich himself, right?
Yeah, his birthday was on April 1st. It sounds like an April Fool's joke, but it's not. And let's see, gosh, how old is he now? He's 95, 93. I can't remember now. I forget how old he is, but he's he's a little elderly these days, but he still gets around and still loves to talk about wine and talk about history and making of wine. And just another one of those really wonderful, interesting individuals that I've been so blessed to meet throughout my career and lifetime.
Interesting information, and obviously Mr. Gergich proves that alcohol does have some benefits for you. Great information, as always, from Robert Mott. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to chat a bunch about politics, the conventions, what's up in Mission Viejo, school bond. Got a lot to chat about with Greg Rafts when we come back. Remember, you can reach anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
UDirect IRA Services has helped thousands of Americans invest their IRA outside of the stock market, into real estate, land, private notes, and more, to improve their financial future. UDirect IRA is a third-party administrator providing complete and accurate information on self-directed IRAs so you can make the most of your retirement funds. Educating individual investors and professionals is the cornerstone of UDirect IRA. We have events right here in Southern California geared towards self-directed investing. We also offer webinars, so no matter where you are, you can learn to earn.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
Your
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by the Siegel Lending Team. When you're ready for that refinance, the new home, take advantage of these low Freddie Mac rates. If you qualify, chat with the team, 800-306-1990. Today we chat about low-cost renovations that you'll love in your kitchen. First up, flooring. Take a look at that. Solid wood is a popular choice, but for half the cost, porcelain tile that resembles hardwood is one of the hottest new trends out there. Next up, your sink. You might think this is an area where it might be smart to splurge, maybe spending $600 on a thicker metal stainless steel sink. But guess again. DeClerico and his team found that thinner stainless steel sinks priced around $200 perform just as well at resisting stains, dents, and scratches. For some, an extra splash, backsplashes can really make a bold impact. For about $1,000, installing one of mosaic tile can be a smart splurge. But last but not least, countertops. Rather than paying for top dollar for stain-prone marble or granite countertops, try laminate surfaces for a fraction of the cost at about $5 to $20 per square foot. Just a few thoughts there for you. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by the Siegel Lending Team. When you're ready for that next loan, give a call. The team is ready for you. Chat now a little bit. I guess we're going to chat this morning. Greg Rats, Mission Viejo City Councilman. I guess this, I didn't even know that report was coming up, and I think you've been involved in that a little bit, huh, Greg?
A little bit.
A little kitchen remodeling there for you?
Yeah, I'm working on my kitchen, redoing all the cabinets.
Yeah, better you than me.
I know.
But let's get into a little bit of politics, a little what's going on. So Mission Viejo, I guess it's similar to other cities. Looks like they think that they need to upgrade their schools.
Well, it's not the city itself. It's Capistrano Unified School District. Okay. It's 56 schools, 54,000 students. They go through Mission Viejo, San Juan Capistrano, Aliso Viejo, I believe Laguna Hills. And their school board is going to be voting on August 10th to whether or not to float a $889 million bond. And they're going to send that out to the for the general election in November. That's what they're voting on. They need a supermajority. They need 5 out of 7 votes to put that on the ballot.
Wow, that's a significant amount of money. What's that, $16 million per school, something like that?
It's a lot of money, which has us on our city council, and I'm sure some of the other cities within the Capistrano Unified School District concerned. We're asking the board for more specifics, more detail on where this money would go. And my daughters are educators. They teach in the Irvine Unified School District. My wife was an educator for 40 years. I understand school teachers don't get paid enough for what they have to put up with these days. But just the amount. And the state is going to match $220 million. So you're talking about $1.1 billion. And this is for facilities, not for pensions or for salaries. It's for the facilities themselves. And yes, they need a lot of work. There's a lot of portables. There's a lot of problems within the schools with their, you know, plumbing, a few other things. But we're just asking the districts, if you're going to put this on the ballot for November, please let us know the specifics on where all this money's going to. We just think it's just incredibly too much money.
One of the beauties of what I've seen just from afar watching in Mission Viejo is they're fairly fiscally responsible. When they look at doing big capital improvements, I remember listening to some information on the water program that Mission Viejo did, what, a year ago or so, and saved a boatload of water and money.
Right. We worked real hard on, we have so many slopes in Mission Viejo, and a lot of it was fresh water. We've transferred most of that to reclaimed water now to water our slopes. Our lake, which is millions of gallons, is we're currently going through a system now where we're going to use our reclaimed water, super filtrated water, so kids can swim and fish can live in it. And that's going to save a ton amount of water. So we're really on the edge when it comes to water. And talking about water, our aquatic center, where the world famous nadadors train, they're training for the Olympics right now. They're a couple of the swimmers and divers are getting to go to working to get to Rio. We're going to redo that whole project or the whole aquatic center at a tune of about $7 million. And we worked over a year and a half on coming up with the money, where that's going to come from. That's just $7 million.
Right.
The school district's talking $889 million, which is just incredible. And I think it's 40.
Break that down, Greg, per facility. Right. Yeah. You're talking $7 million for the aquatic center, which is world class.
Right. We're putting up a new dive tower, synchronized diving, all new bleachers, and all the area around the facility is going to be upgraded, a new pool for the divers once they come out of the pool, and that's $7 million. So
yeah, each school is looking at $16 million right. per school.
Right.
I mean, I'm not a contractor, but it seems to me you can almost demolish them and start from the ground up for pretty close to that money, can't you?
You know, I would say yes. But I'm talking to the school district the other day. I said, you know, if the state's going to match $220 million, why don't you just bond $220 million? And that now you're talking $440 million, which is incredible. This is over a 10-year period the money would come in. It's a 35-year bond, and it's going to cost the taxpayers over $2 billion with interest. And it comes to about $43 per house for every $100,000 in property value. So that's a pretty good increase. And,
sure.
Mission Viejo is an aging-in-place community where a lot of the people stay and their kids grow up and move out, so there's not as many students in our school. So it's a concern for our city. So our agency, our city council, is talking with their board, as for, I'm sure the other cities in the area, talking to the board, saying, you know, let's think this over. Let's get more specific on where this money's going. And this is just way too much money.
And it's a good point, because you got to really look and say, where is the oversight? I mean, we've been told as taxpayers so many times, do this, it's for the kids. Do this, it's for the kids. Do that. And we give the money every time because it's for the kids. Yet they come back and say, well, the schools are run down. Well, where'd all the money that we've done in the past go? Because the kids aren't getting it. The teachers aren't getting it. The facilities aren't getting it. You got to wonder, and then they come back and say, well, we need $1 billion all in, but we don't want any oversight.
Yeah, that's the issue. You know, you had, in our city, we had Measure M, then you just had this Prop 30 for schools. You have the lottery goes for schools, obviously property taxes. Some areas have Mellaroos. So all this money is pouring into the schools, and we just want to understand, where's this money going once it all comes in? And all this money coming in, and now you need another billion. So come on, let's break this down. So a layperson who's going to vote on this in November, if it does make it to the ballot, I'm kind of think it's not going to make it. I can't see they're going to get a super majority, 5 out of 7, to vote for this. But, you know, they do need work, but geez, $880 million plus $220 million, that's, you know, that's well over $1 billion. That's just, it's an enormous amount of money.
Maybe we can get the school district in Capistrano Valley just to take a look just a shade north. They don't have to go too far, but I think it was 2 years ago, Orange Unified put a ballot measure on, and they needed, I think, 55% of the vote. They came in, I think, with 52%. And it was the same issues, because the people said, you know something, we've given you a bunch of money, and we've agreed to a lot of money in the past. We know that the schools need the improvements. That's not a question.
Right.
The question is, do we trust the fiduciaries without getting, how is it going to be, the oversight going to be done?
No, that's the thing. You know, you have to trust the trustees, you know, that's running this money, but they have to be more transparent. Let us know where this money's going, because it comes from so many different pots and where is it all going? And if some's being wasted, we'd like to know. But you mentioned at the start, Mission Viejo are very fiscally conservative. We have a balanced budget. We have a surplus. We keep a $30 million rainy day fund out of a $60 million annual budget. And this is something the council's kind of keeping an eye on. And we're waiting to see what happens on August 10th.
That'd be great. We're going to follow that. I hope you'll keep us posted as well. I'm sure. So let's talk a little bit. What presidential? Well, we'll have to save presidential politics till we get back.
Okay.
And we're going to talk. Last time you were in, you're running for Congress. So I know that the news there is not good, but we'll chat about that as well. You're good enough to give us an update there.
Sure.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Ways to teach your kids the most important lessons about money. We'll chat about it. You can reach us anytime off air. Number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but you can catch the replay, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. Ways to teach your kids the most important lessons about money. Start very, very young. Start very, very basic. Call it a dime challenge is one of them. Take a 2-liter bottle of soda and work with your kids to fill it with dimes. It's going to come out to about $500 to $700. Then give them a treat with that money. Once they fill the bottle with dimes, you go and collect the money. Maybe a day at Disneyland. I'm not sure if you can do that for $500 or $700 anymore, but yeah, it's amazing. But, you know, something fun, something that they can work toward. Give them interest payments on their savings. Let them understand that if they put $20 away, that when they get that money back, maybe a year from now, maybe it could be worth $21, $22, and let them find some benefit there. Use cooking to teach them how to shop on a budget. That's something we're not doing that. We talked to Jeff Ball earlier this week. We're talking about that new school in Huntington Beach where they're going to do some of these things. But have a no money day. Try and figure out how to live an entire day without spending any money, using up food and materials that are already in the house. Clear the clutter day and read with them about money. Let them understand some of these things. Do they even know what the Federal Reserve is? Yeah, they're meeting today. It's going to have a big influence on a lot of people with what the Federal Reserve says in a little over an hour from now. But a lot of people have no clue what the Federal Reserve is. I would venture to guess if we walked out on the street right in front of our studio right now, and I bet if I asked you, who's Janet Yellen? The vast majority of the people have no clue who that is. Probably one of the most powerful people in the country. Just saying, that's the Word on Wealth segment today, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. Continuing our conversation this morning, we are speaking with Greg Rath, City Councilman from Mission Viejo, chatting about $1 billion. Where are we going to go with that money? If you didn't catch that in the last segment, Ron Siegel won on YouTube. We will have that posted sometime this afternoon. But Greg, it's I had somebody come in just recently, and they said they call this the silly season. With everything going on with these conventions and the Republican convention last week, the Democrat convention this week, give us your two cents.
Well, I was intrigued when Debbie Wasserman Schultz resigned from the DNC due to the DNC were hacked. Their emails were hacked. It was showed that they were really pushing for Hillary and not Bernie.
What if they found any of those emails in Hillary's? Well, those are the deleted ones.
Those are the deleted ones. But it's funny that then they bring in Stephanie Rollins Blake, the mayor of Baltimore, who I thought was long gone after she told her police force to stand down during the riots and a couple square blocks were burned to the ground. I figured, you know, she's long gone. So here it is, the first day of the convention. She walks out the gavel open up the convention and gavel them in instead of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I'm like, oh my God, don't they learn? They could find somebody else besides this woman. And I think you just said that the six officers were all acquitted or their cases were dropped in that case that caused all the riots. But it's been interesting, but I'll be honest with you, if you looked at the RNC's emails that someone hacked in there, I bet you there would be a lot of, we can't let Trump be president either. So I think the DNC and the RNC kind of favored candidates, but they're supposed to be neutral. And they got caught without their pants, as you were talking earlier, walking around with your pants on. But it's interesting to watch. I'm a political junkie. I'm a Republican. And I watched the convention last week, and I thought it went well. A couple of hiccups, obviously, with the speech of Melania and then the Ted Cruz, you know. And, you know, I can see Ted Cruz having a lot of anger, but then just don't even show up, you know, like some of the others who were upset, you know, like Jeb Bush and some of the others that
Kasich is the most notorious.
And Kasich, right. I mean, it's his state. My God. I mean, this is just political suicide on these guys. And you got to, you know, rally around the winner. And Donald Trump won. And he may have his faults that we've all seen. But I believe his heart's in the right place. He wants the country to be great again. And it was enjoyable to watch. And as a Republican. And he did get a good bounce from the convention, and I'm sure Hillary will get a bounce from her convention. It was interesting watching Bill Clinton last night, a former president, and kind of humanized who she is, you know, growing up and meeting her and dating her as a young girl and all this. But we'll see what happens tonight. It's a big night. They have Biden, the former, and then our current president, President Obama, will be speaking. So, you know, I enjoy watching these shows.
I think it's going to be interesting. I think the worst part, the biggest challenge I'm going to see of this whole thing is when you really think about it. I mean, whether you like or not, I'm not a big fan, but Mrs. Obama spoke. I thought it was a tremendous speech. I think it's probably the first time that I've seen somebody deliver a speech, regardless of content, that really overshadowed President Clinton. You know, he's a great orator as well. The content, again, I think he missed a few little events during his tenure. But, you know, I think that her speech, her emotion, her passion was stronger. Then you've got President Obama tonight, who's a tremendous speaker. And Hillary Clinton's going to be like the the downer of the whole thing, right? I mean, how is she going to
try? It's going to be hard. And we saw Bernie the night before who gave a tremendous speech to all his followers. And that's her trouble right now, trying to bring the Bernie Sanders people on board. And I'm sure Trump is trying to bring the Ted Cruz on board, his supporters. But I don't know. Hillary is, whenever you think she's down and out, she resurfaces. So anything's possible. But
I heard President Obama saying that this morning. He said, anytime you think somebody's completely done with, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Don't ever underestimate anybody in politics.
Don't underestimate the Clintons. I'll tell you that right now. They are a force to be reckoned with. And it's going to be an amazing 3 months for us political junkies as we go through Labor Day. And then WikiLeaks are saying they still have more emails to put out that they are able to hack into the DNC. So it's going to be interesting rest of the summer, early fall to November 8th.
And it's interesting right now we're talking about the WikiLeaks information. And really, when you think about it, My personal opinion is WikiLeaks is doing precisely what the media is supposed to do, right? Historically, the media was the watchdog, and they were supposed to be the watchdog of everybody, not one party or the other party, but you wanted to have the news, the hard news people, the ABC News, NBC, CBS, they were supposed to really be the watchdog of everybody. That's why they've got the immunity that they have. They've gotten away from that a lot.
They have. It's interesting to watch. You know, Fox tends to be what they call fair and balanced. You know, obviously they slant more to the right, but some of these other stations, and I flipped CNN, CNBC, and some of the others, and just kind of listened to both sides, and it's pretty amazing how the press has now taken sides. And the old days, you know, Walter Cronkite and Chet Huntley and Brinkley and those guys, they were pretty much in the middle. Obviously, they had their own personal views, but they tried to keep it out of politics.
Well, one of my favorites growing up as a political junkie as well, Tim Russert.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you really never knew which he was an equal opportunity challenger.
Right.
Right? I mean, nobody got away with anything. And I think it's kind of funny because right now even, we listened and you mentioned Melania's speech, and we talked earlier about the 47 words that were duplicated. But nobody talks about that. They were duplicated from Michelle Obama's speech, but nobody mentions the fact that they were also, that Michelle Obama duplicated those from Elizabeth Dole's speech, right? That we kind of over.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we kind of gloss right over that portion of it.
Yeah, so then that makes the news. Her speech was really, really good.
But
that was all kind of disappeared by the press because they dwelled on, you know, the plagiarism or whatever we want to call it when you take from someone else's speech. But politics is it's a blood sport.
It is.
I've learned it. And I was asked by someone from the news, yeah, how does this relate to being in the Marine Corps? I spent 30 years, 3 combat tours. I said, it's just like combat. I see the only difference in combat, there's rules of engagement. In politics, there is no rules of engagement.
And we're learning that more and more this year,
yeah,
especially. And it's interesting watching because it's one of the few times where we've really seen what Trump has gotten where he is because he's so non right, non-normal, I guess. I don't know what the right term is.
Yeah, it's
out of the box.
He says it the way it is, and it worked for him. And people say, oh, you got to act more presidential. You need to change. But it got him where he is today. So I can't see him changing much. But obviously, he needs to, he has his hardcore set of voters, you know, but he needs to work to get some more if he's going to win this thing and win the Electoral College. And he's got to focus on certain states. Unfortunately, he's not going to focus on probably California. I'm not sure if the state can go Republican, but
not a lot of need to go to come out to California when there's a lot more opportunity other places. And as we say every morning, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
In the middle of our street.